When you talk to people here, everyone is ready for a long conflict. You would think that people would be tired and with difficulties and everything that a war brings. Even though in the past they wanted peace, what they want right now is victory, because that's the only guarantee they're going to have to go towards where they want to go as a country. That's closer to Europe, that's closer to freedom, and further away from Russia's authoritarian rule. I'm Teresa Bo. I'm a correspondent for Al Jazeera English. And between us, 6 months after the war, I've been deeply touched by Ukraine's defiance. It was Independence Day, but it was celebrated in a different way. It had a different meaning. It was a feeling of mourning, a feeling of remembering those who died, but also a feeling of trying to fight back what's going on. People were telling us that even though they got their independence 31 years ago from Soviet rule, that fight for independence is still ongoing. We were in the center of the city near Maidan, and they did like a memorial where they put flags, Ukrainian flags, with each one of the civilians that have been killed in the conflict. And there was this book that was very emotional to look at because it had pictures of those who had been killed. And people were going there and just writing the stories of loss of the war. It was also interesting that the Ukrainian government put on display dozens and dozens of Russian tanks that had been destroyed during this past 6 months. And, you know, a clear act of defiance. They were saying, you were hoping that the Russian tanks would be parading through the center of Kyiv 6 months ago when the war began. Well, this is what you got instead. We visited the city of Mykolaiv. We were talking to people who have no drinking water. In many cases, there's no gas, no electricity. Over 10,000 buildings have been destroyed. And it was honestly very touching because I met this old lady, 80-something-year-old lady, who was saying, I survived the Second World War, I survived the Holocaust, and now I have to go through all this again. We know that in the front line, the situation is dire. I've heard reports of doctors having to amputate limbs instead of trying to repair them just because they do not have the resources. We met Ukrainian doctors who are doing the best to assist those in need, but it was very interesting because there were foreign doctors from the United Kingdom who came there to help. Most hospitals in Ukraine, the medical supplies they have, the instruments they have to treat the patients are very old. So they're all like improvising ways and trying to assist people there.
The equipment they've got here is about Second World War era. And so we are using kind of techniques that you would have been used in those times.
What it looks like right now is that this is a war of attrition. And what many are worried about right now is what's going to happen in winter when it's freezing, when soldiers are out there and the temperatures go below zero. Ukrainians believe this is going to give them some advantage over Russian soldiers. But at the same time, for Russia, they have gas on their side. Thousands of people have lost their lives. Thousands of people have been injured. Millions have been displaced. What President Zelensky is saying, that peace will only be achievable once Ukraine has recovered its territory. But, you know, on the streets and in territories that have been, like, suffering this war, people know that this is not going to end anytime soon.